It's Wednesday, time for Day to Day's Book Reports with literary editor Karen Grigsby Bates, who has been reading a new novel, Blind Eye. It's the latest in a series featuring the character of a disgraced former reporter, Benjamin Justice. Plot elements in this one follow the sex abuse scandal and attempted cover-up that has rocked the Catholic Church. Karen spoke with the author, John Morgan Wilson.
Let's talk about Benjamin Justice first. A lot of reviewers of the series have remarked that it's interesting that the protagonist is gay, but not stereotypically gay. How did you go about constructing his character? How did you go about making him who he is?
The interesting thing about Benjamin Justice was that he really created himself as I wrote him. I was very surprised when I started writing to find a very different voice, a much more powerful and much darker voice than I'd ever had as a print journalist, for instance.
He is clearly, in this book anyway, a very tortured guy. Where does that angst come from, and what's driving him?
Again, I think a lot of it came out of my own background, my own past, things I hadn't dealt with. When I started writing the first book, Simple Justice, which is out of print, ultimately, it was a story about grief and surviving grief in the age of AIDS, and I had lost a lover to AIDS in 87, and I think that just had to be told. I needed to talk about that, and so I talked about it.
Blind Eye comes along, this novel, at a time when there is a real-life parallel to what's going on in the book's broad plot. How much did the True Life scandal in the Catholic Church affect your decision to write Blind Eye and how you crafted it?
Like so many people, I'd been reading about the scandal as it unfolded after shaking Boston a couple of years ago. That was the epicenter of the scandal, but it's affected virtually every major diocese in the country at this point. But clear back in 1996, when my first Benjamin Justice mystery came out, there actually, if you look back, was embedded in that story quite by chance the fact that he had been molested as a boy by a priest. It was really just a few throwaway lines. And I remembered that, and I started thinking about this as a possible justice novel. And then I read a rather chilling little story almost buried in the back pages of the newspaper about a little town up in Northern California, a mountain town, where the authorities had gotten a search warrant to search the property of a priest to look for the bodies of three little girls who'd been missing. He had since been convicted of other sex crimes against children. They'd never found these bodies. They connected the three girls to him. They never found the bodies in his yard when they dug for them. And to my knowledge, those disappearances have never been solved. But that incident, that little article, really haunted me. I was very chilled by that. The idea that a priest would retire and have a pretty little mountain home in a small town and might have three bodies buried in his yard.
Now, are you yourself Catholic?
No.
Okay, so you didn't feel that conflict in writing about this?
No, my stepfather was Catholic. He was the abusive one in the family where I grew up, and I've often wondered, he didn't abuse me. He tried once. My sister was the primary victim, and I've often wondered if he wasn't abused by a priest himself when he was younger.
This was a really riveting book to read, but it was a hard book to read, too. I would think it would be a hard book to write. How does writing something this dark affect you in your non-writing world?
Writing them is a pretty tough go. I know it's sometimes tough on the reader. It takes a little more adventurous reader to appreciate these books. These books aren't what you call cozies.
They're not beach books.
No, they're not beach books, although People magazine picked one of my Justice novels as Beach Book of the Week once, and I thought, well, if that's a book people want to take to the beach, that's great.
Maybe that's the only time you read them. You know, you read them out in the light where you're not looking into corners going, ooh, who's back there?
Yeah, maybe that's it. But as I write these, I cry along with the characters. Sometimes I laugh along with the characters, but not so often in these books.
John Morgan Wilson is the author of the Benjamin Justice Mysteries. The latest of those is Blind Eye. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks, Karen.
And that interview by Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.